welcome back to the Pleasurable Money Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and guess what? I'm so fucking happy to have you here. I am coming back at you after a couple months since my last episode. The last episode was published on February 7th, and it was about 11 pleasure practices to spice up your relationship with money. The episode before that, also a good one, reframing debt from negative to neutral. That was a fun episode to do. And so today I wanted to move forward with a little bit of a catch-up episode because it's been a while and I wanted to talk to y'all about things. I feel like my podcast is just like a very intimate place to be. You may notice my voice is a little bit stuffy. My allergies have been going cray cray today. Anyway, recently, since about January, I actually don't know if I mentioned it in my last episode, but I have had 4 different jobs over the last 6 months. So I have just been having so much fun, like creatively and professionally, because this year it's been incredibly important to me to be professionally fulfilled and to learn and develop my craft as far as like my financial profession goes. And with taxes and accounting and bookkeeping, the laws are ever changing and the landscape is always evolving as far as like what business owners are expected to be able to deduct and to write off and how the bookkeeping landscape changes. And so it's been really important to me to learn from professionals that have way more experience than me, as well as who are higher up in the ladder, I guess. So I recently got a job as a CFO, as an associate CFO to this woman who's been in the biz for like 30 years. I started doing that in January. I recently let go of a position as the president of a nonprofit, and I had been doing that for about a year, but I just felt like I had taken on so much pressure and had not been giving it my best work, and then getting into this cycle of like, I want to do better, so I like get on to myself and like chastise myself and like remotivate myself for a couple weeks, and then I fall off and I shame myself again, and I, you know, then remotivate myself, and then I'm on it for a couple weeks and then I fall off again. So then it just became a cycle of like me disappointing myself, shaming myself over and over and over again. So that was no longer serving me, so I let that go. And I also freelance for another company doing bookkeeping, and that has been really fun. It's just been a nice way to be able to like clock in and know that I can make money without having to worry about drumming up my own clients or where the next client is coming from. And that just felt really freeing and just like a weight off my shoulders for so long. We've been together for about 6 or 7 months now, and I really enjoy that job. And then of course I do, this is my other job, this business, Sacred Numbers Co., where I coach people on their money relationship and how to have a hot, turned on relationship with money. So that's really what I've been doing over the last 6 months, really. But since 2024 began, that's where most of my energy has been going, and which is why I have not been putting much into the podcast. But my goal for April is 4 new juicy podcast episodes for ya. I just really hope that you will tell your friends and share this podcast with someone who you know will love it, because us business gals, us business girlies, entrepreneur, founder girlies need to stick together, right? We get to make this online world not so lonely, because it can be so lonely. And I feel like since we're kind of out of the worst of COVID, the worst of like the shutdowns and everything, we can begin to bring human interaction back into our lives and really prioritize that for our businesses. So recently I've been wanting to increase my monthly income while decreasing my monthly expenses so that my net income increases. So I've been in business for over 6 years now. That's crazy to say. Since 2018, the majority of that time, I have spent way more than I have made in my business. And that was on mentorship and courses and team and expensive softwares and stuff like that. But recently, it has become extremely important to me to be bringing home more cash into my pocket. And look, like, when you have more expenses than you have income, you may not have to pay taxes, but the IRS will begin to consider your business a hobby since you aren't making money, and will stop allowing you to deduct expenses at all. So I have never met a successful business that does not have to pay large amounts of taxes. And to me, that is one of the signs of a healthy, successful business, is having to pay taxes. And if that's how you have to think about it to get yourself through the day, then by all means, like, I completely encourage you to do that. It is a little bit of, like, you know, playing the game to, it's one of those things, it's like, taxes are never going to change. There's that saying, there's only two things that are certain in life, taxes and death. And as depressing and, like, fucked up as that is, you know, we got to be able to, like, get through the day. So whatever you got to trick your mind into believing in order to get through the day and in order to run a successful business is what you got to do. And that's just how I choose to see it. So once I start paying taxes on my business, which, to be completely transparent, I've never paid taxes. I've always gotten a return on my taxes. My goal this year is to actually pay taxes on my revenue. So that's a weird goal for you. So that's been my goal recently, is to increase my monthly income and decrease my monthly expenses. And in turn, that will increase my net income. So I do have a few figures, a few numbers for you guys. Let me pull it up, because, you know, I'm nothing if not a numbers gal, because that's where it all started. You know, it started in the sheets, in the spreadsheets, because we are freaking the spreadsheets. And this is where my excellence lies. And I do believe that I have a zone of excellence in bookkeeping. And my zone of genius is definitely in money coaching. It's where I am lit up. It's where I, let's see, let's do year to date, run that. All right, let's look at months. It's where I really thrive, is money coaching. Okay, looking at January, I had a total income, gross profit of about $340. My total expenses were $688, meaning that my net income was about $1,650. And my net income has only increased. Actually, it's increased by about $1,000 every single month this year. Wow, that feels really good. Even though, let's see, my gross profit for January and February were both about $2,350. January, my net was $1,650. February, my net was $2,350. And then in March, I made about $1,500 more than what I made in February. And that led to about $1,000 more in net income. So those are just some numbers for you numbers people out there, because I want to be transparent with you all. So in Q1, my total income was $8,659.28, and my net income was $7,224.68. So let's do some quick math. 865928 minus 7224.68 So I spent on all of Q1, I spent $1,434.60 on business expenses. I still have a bunch of credit card debt for my business. I believe it's about $8,500 of credit card debt. Actually, I can look. Let me go look. I just opened another business credit card. Well, it's not a business credit card. It's just a credit card that I have consolidated my business debt onto because it has a 0% APR for 12 months. So I will not be paying interest on $8,255 for 12 months. And I know that I can pay that off because I plan on putting about $1,000 to it every single month and paying that off within less than 9 months. So I really feel like I've been kind of tidying up. Feels very spring cleaning of my finances to open up another credit card and consolidate onto a 0% interest credit card, as well as to kind of clean up my expenses. And it's really funny because, and I want to talk to y'all very transparently about this because I deal with the same things y'all do, okay? Like, I am tempted by coaches. I am tempted by courses and software and the shiny new thing that I feel like I need in order to make the biggest impact, the next big impact on my business. And one night I had been like, okay, I'm making this solemn vow to myself and to my business. I will not invest in any courses, any coaches, nothing until I get my business debt paid off. And like I told you guys, it's going to take me about 9 months, hopefully not as long. You know, it's all about increasing the monthly revenue so I can make higher payments on that credit card. But as of right now, I can realistically put about $1,000 to it every single month, and that feels good. But I was like solemnly vowing to myself that like I was not going to purchase anything, and I felt so good about it. So felt so secure, like felt so confident that I didn't need anything but myself and the knowledge that I already have. Like, it's been 6 years. I feel like I have a good foundation. You know, I'm constantly learning and absorbing information from social media and the people that I admire and look up to. But I was like, oh yeah, totally got it. Not even gonna second guess, not even gonna like think again about hiring someone or investing in something. And I kid you not, the temptation the next day, because I went to this free coaching thing by this coach that I really love, and she coached me, and I was like, you know, all jazzed about it and really excited and wanted to ask her for a custom coaching experience from her. And then I had a conversation with my old podcast manager, and I was like considering investing in her and like, and all of these other things. And I just had to be like, have a moment to myself and be like, Megan, you just promised yourself that you weren't going to buy anything. Now, I did end up buying a Jenna Kutcher course about Pinterest, which I believe was like $250. And I got the payment plan, so I'm going to make a few payments on that. And I feel okay about that. But it's just so funny to me that immediately, the very next morning, I was just inundated with all of this temptation and like all of this, like, oh, but what about this? And oh, what about this? And like, if I just spent this much, and I definitely did that with the Jenna Kutcher course about, you know, being like, oh, well, you know, it's only $250. Like, this will be really helpful for me. And I do think it'll be helpful. I just believe that I probably could have waited. And I just want to let you know that, like, if you're dealing with that, if you're dealing with this mindset of like the problem of like what to invest in next, even though you don't have really the bandwidth, or maybe you've made your own promise to yourself to go through the pile of courses that you've already invested in and before you invest in something else. I just wanted to like relate to y'all by saying that and tell you that like you're not alone. We all deal with it, entrepreneurs, business owners, like we are all inundated with the courses. And let me tell you, like, I know that this coach would have like rocked my world I know that hiring my old podcast manager would have been such a relief for me, but the sacrifice of the promise that I made to myself, like making a vow to myself and then immediately going back on that vow, would have been a greater loss for my self-trust in the long run than the gain that I would have gotten from those coaches. Because I've already been coached in my business. I have been coached by incredible mentors, and I know that I'm an incredible mentor. So I trust myself when I make a promise to myself, and I also want to follow through on those promises. And that's been a new, relatively new devotion that I have implemented, is following through on the promises that I make to myself. And so, yeah, this is all to just say that, like, if you are in a place where you've made a promise to yourself and you're like waffling and you're like, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can keep this promise. Like, you got this. You are strong. Like, I promise you, the long-term effects of keeping this promise to yourself is going to be so monumental, so meaningful to your relationship with yourself. And now I'd love to invite you, if you are in a place where you are open to welcoming a new coach into your life, I would love to be that coach. If you are interested in a different experience with money, if you are like, God damn it, I am so done with my little cycle that I keep repeating, this same experience that I'm having with money over and over and over again is just driving me crazy, then I invite you to DM me on Instagram and let's just chat, okay? Like, no strings attached, no sleazy sales tactics. I'm never gonna try to sell you something that you don't need. And like I said, even if you did need it, if you've made this promise to yourself, like, it is not worth it to sacrifice that promise that you've made to yourself just to hire me. And that is said with the most bias possible, because I think that my coaching is pretty darn great, and like, it's transformational. That's it for this episode. I love y'all so much. We'll look out for another episode next week, and share this on social media. Tag me when you do. I love you so much. See you next time. Bye.